So for the first half of this afternoon session on meditation, entrepreneurship, and the brain, please join me in welcoming Drs. John Hagelin and Fred Travis.
It's really, really wonderful to be here before this extraordinary audience. We have some remarkable information, some extraordinary research to share with you on the nature of human consciousness and breakthroughs in terms of the development of human consciousness. We have a lot to cover in a very short time, so we're going to move quickly and be very concise, at least so I promise. To understand some of the great developments in our understanding of human consciousness, it's helpful to take a few minutes to understand a little bit about the latest understanding of the universe through the modern physical sciences. As you probably know, for the past quarter century, science has been exploring deeper levels of nature, from the macroscopic to the microscopic, from the superficial to the profound, from the molecular to the atomic to the nuclear to subnuclear levels of nature's functioning. In this inward exploration of more fundamental laws of nature has culminated in the discovery of the unified field, or heterotic superstring field. As this chart shows, if you can see it, yes, modern science locates at the foundation of the universe a single universal field of nature's dynamics, nature's intelligence, that underlies and pervades us all. This is not a philosophical discovery, as the next chart shows. This is not a philosophical development. It's a precise quantitative mathematical understanding with detailed mathematical predictive power. Now, this may look a little complicated, but just direct your attention to the very top formula. That one formula encapsulates all scientific knowledge about the physical universe. From that one formula, you can derive everything about nuclear physics, electromagnetism, gravity, radioactivity. All the laws of nature exist in that one compact expression of total natural law, and it really is, in a sense, the constitution of the universe, the foundational level of natural law. That formula describes the self-interacting dynamics of unity at the basis of life's diversity. It shows that dynamics through which nature gives birth to universes, that fuels cosmogenesis, and that sequentially leads to the emergence of progressively more diversified laws of nature. The electromagnetic force, strong force, gravitational force, systematically derived from that fundamental formula describing the indivisible wholeness of life at the basis of existence. The subject of this talk today is meditation. Meditation, traditionally practiced and properly understood, are experiential technologies of consciousness to experience and explore deeper levels of mind, deeper levels of natural law, and to directly experience this unified source or unified field of natural law or universal field of intelligence at the basis of the universe. This fourth state of consciousness, this next chart shows, these technologies of consciousness that include, for example, transcendental meditation and related techniques, turn human awareness powerfully within to experience and explore deeper levels of mind, more expanded states of human comprehension, culminating in the direct experience of this completely unified, silent state of consciousness, in which individual awareness resonates in this universal intelligence. The next chart shows that the human physiology is as if designed to have this fundamental experience. The 192 ascending and descending reticular formations or nerve endings of the central nervous system, these 192 gateways to consciousness reverberate in the 192 fundamental frequencies of the unified field, the so-called elementary particles. In a very real quantitative sense, we are a microcosm of the macrocosm. And human awareness is made, it's designed as if to resonate in the experience of the fundamental unity of life. Now, of more practical significance, this meditative state, as ancient perhaps as it is, has become the intense focus of modern scientific research over the past 50 years. because this experience of unity within in the deeply silent, settled state of human consciousness turns out to be a fourth major state of consciousness, distinct from waking, dreaming, and sleeping. And this fourth state of consciousness has profound physiological and developmental benefits for the brain, for the mind. This fourth state of consciousness is characterized by a profound state of neurophysiological coherence, unique state of orderliness of brain functioning, and we're going to hear in just a moment from one of the top researchers in the world on meditation and brain development, Dr. Fred Travis. So let me back up and simply say that in this meditative state, while the awareness is maximally expanded, the physiology simultaneously gains a corresponding state of profound rest at least three times deeper than the deepest rest gained during sleep. And this experience, by the way, is easy. Children from the age of 10 can learn this in a few days and practice it throughout life. Well, this profound state of rest, it turns out, is extremely efficient at dissolving acute stress, accumulated physiological stress that drives, for example, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. And we're living in an epidemic of stress, with an alarming rise of stress-related illnesses, and today it turns out about 90% of all disease is considered to be caused or complicated by stress. Not surprising, but very important, that the state of profound rest gives a state of such deep rest that efficiently diffuses accumulated stress and reverses all these stress-related illnesses, with the result, for example, of 87% reduction in heart disease and similar reductions in many categories of disease that are known to be stress-related. That is why the National Institutes of Health and other funding institutions are pouring tens of millions of dollars right now into research and application of transcendental meditation for reversing and preventing heart disease, stroke, and reducing all kinds of stress-related illnesses, resulting in a reduction of about 70% in all categories of disease on average, saving any corporation and the country billions of dollars in preventable healthcare expenditures and increasing lifespan by an average of 12 years, just by a few minutes, 15 to 20 minutes practice twice a day. Well, that in itself is quite extraordinary, really. There is no, by the way, diet or exercise routine that has a similar impact, positive yes, but not the same magnitude of impact as 15 to 20 minutes of profound inner silence. So this already is an extremely important breakthrough. But in our limited time, we want to get back to what happens to the brain, and particularly the development of executive capability. We'll see now in a moment that this state, this so-called meditative state in which individual awareness identifies with the unified field, universal intelligence, this state is again accompanied by a profound state of EEG coherence, where the activity of the brain, measured by the brain encephalogram, becomes profoundly integrated, synchronized, coherent. And this orderly brain functioning is extremely important. It's scientifically correlated with IQ, emotional intelligence, creativity, learning ability, academic performance, moral reasoning, psychological stability, emotional maturity, alertness, reaction time. Everything good about the brain depends on its orderly functioning. And now orderly brain functioning and IQ and creativity and so forth can be developed easily for students of any age throughout life. And as an executive training skill, this is absolutely vitally important. We will see in a moment that most crucial is that the critical CEO of the brain, the so-called higher brain, comes online, which sits over the primitive brain and exerts an executive control responsible for planning, judgment, etc. That becomes profoundly developed and integrated with the entire brain during meditation. This developmental tool, something that actually increases IQ beyond the age of adolescence, is itself extraordinary. The bleak view of human potential has been intelligence peaks at adolescence. By the age of 25 or so, there is a precipitous decline in the weight of our gray matter. And of course, we tell our children, We make up for this in our maturity and wisdom and experience. But the whole view of human potential is obsolete, out of date, and really unnecessarily bleak. The human brain is so plastic, as we'll see right now, that it can continue to develop and forge new connections, that the CEO of the brain can continue to develop throughout life. And all the executive functions that are critical to success in life will grow.